31 Bible quotes about the teachings of Jesus. One, Jesus and Martha. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him as a guest. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he said. But Martha was distracted with all the preparations she had to make. So she came up to him and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work alone? Tell her to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. Mary has chosen the best part. It will not be taken away from her." Everyone who goes on ahead and does not remain in the teachings of Christ does not have God. The one who remains in this teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house and do not give him any greeting, because the person who gives him a greeting shares in his evil deeds. Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and take up residence with him. The person who does not love me does not obey my words, and the word you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. The person who has my commandments and obeys them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will reveal myself to him." Then Jesus said to those Judeans who had believed him, "If you continue to follow my teaching, you are really my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." I tell you the solemn truth, if anyone obeys my teaching, he will never see death. The vine and the branches. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He takes away every branch that does not bear fruit in me. He prunes every branch that bears fruit so that it will bear more fruit. You are clean already because of the word that I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it remains in the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. Because apart from me, you can accomplish nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is thrown out like a branch and dries up. And such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire and are burned up. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you want and it will be done for you. My Father is honored by this, that you bear much fruit and show that you are my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Remain in my love. If you obey my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. My commandment is this, to love one another just as I have loved you. No one has a greater love than this, that one lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and listens to my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep down and laid the foundation on bedrock. When the flood came, the river burst against the house but could not shake it because it had been well built. But the person who hears and does not put my words into practice is like a man who builds a house on the ground without a foundation. When the river burst against that house, it collapsed immediately and was utterly destroyed. Carry one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who belong to the family of faith. Trees and their fruit. Make a tree good, and its fruit will be good. Or make a tree bad, and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Offspring of vipers, how are you able to say anything good since you are evil? For the mouth speaks from what fills the heart. The good person brings good things out of his good treasury, and the evil person brings evil things out of his evil treasury. I tell you that on the day of judgment, people will give an account for every worthless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Jesus' true family. While Jesus was still speaking to the crowds, his mother and brothers came and stood outside, asking to speak to him. Someone told him, "Look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside, wanting to speak to you." To the one who had said this, Jesus replied, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" And pointing towards his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." The parable of the mustard seed. He gave them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest garden plant and becomes a tree so that the wild birds come and nest in its branches. Another parable. Spake he unto them, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened." The treasure and the pearl. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field that a person found and hid. Then because of joy, he went and sold all that he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he found a pearl of great value, he went out and sold everything he had and bought it. The net. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was cast into the sea that caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, they pulled it ashore, sat down, and put the good fish into containers and threw the bad away. It will be this way at the end of the age. Angels will come and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. "Have you understood all these things?" they replied, "Yes." Then he said to them, "Therefore, every expert in the law who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his treasure what is new and old. Peter's confession. When Jesus came to the area of Caesarea Philip, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They answered, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "You are blessed, Simon, son of Jonah, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will have been bound in heaven, and whatever you released on earth will have been released in heaven." Then he instructed his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to become my follower, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what does it benefit a person if he gains the whole world but forfeits his life? Or what can a person give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done. I tell you the truth, there are some standing here who will not experience death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The Temple Tax. After they arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax came to Peter and said, "Your teacher pays the double drachma tax, doesn't he?" He said, "Yes." When Peter came into the house, Jesus spoke to him first. "What do you think, Simon? From whom do earthly kings collect tolls or taxes? From their sons or from foreigners?" After he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Then the sons are free, but so that we don't offend them, go to the lake and throw out a hook. Take the first fish that comes up, and when you open its mouth, you will find a 4-drachma coin. Take that and give it to them for me and you." At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child, had him stand among them and said, "I tell you the truth, unless you turn around and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humbles himself like this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes a child like this in my name welcomes me." The parable of the lost sheep. "See that you do not disdain one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If someone owns 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go look for that one that went astray? And if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he will rejoice more over it than over the 99 that did not go astray. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that one of these little ones be lost." Restoring Christian relationships. If your brother sins, go and show him his fault. When the two of you are alone, if he listens to you, you have regained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others with you, so that at the testimony of two or three witnesses, every matter may be established. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. If he refuses to listen to the church, treat him like a Gentile or a tax collector. I tell you the truth. Whatever you bind on earth will have been bound in heaven, and whatever you released on earth will have been released in heaven. Again, I tell you the truth. If two of you on earth agree about whatever you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. For where two or three are assembled in my name, I am there among them. Jesus and the little children. Then little children were brought to him for him to lay his hand on them and pray. But the disciples scolded those who brought them. But Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not try to stop them. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." And he places his hand on them and went on his way. A request for James and John. Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to him with her sons, and kneeling down, she asked him for a favor. He said to her, "What do you want?" She replied, "Permit these two sons of mine to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left in your kingdom." Jesus answered, You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup I am about to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He told them, "You will drink my cup, but to sit at my right and at my left is not mine to give. Rather, it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." Now, when the other 10 heard this, they were angry with the two brothers. But Jesus called them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those in high positions use their authority over them. It must not be this way among you. Instead, whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be the first among you must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The withered fig tree. Now early in the morning, as he returned to the city, he was hungry. After noticing a fig tree by the road, he went to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. He said to it, "Never again will there be fruit for you." And the fig tree withered at once. When the disciples saw it, they were amazed, saying, "How did the fig tree wither so quickly?" Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only will you do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' it will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, if you believe, you will receive." Paying taxes to Caesar. Then the Pharisees went out and planned together to entrap him with his own words. They sent to him their disciples along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are truthful and teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You do not court anyone's favor because you show no partiality. Tell us then, what do you think? is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But Jesus realized their evil intentions, said, hypocrites, why are you testing me? Show me the coin used for the tax. So they brought him a denarius. Jesus said to them, whose image is this and whose inscription? They replied, Caesar's. He said to them, then give it to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Now when they heard this, they were stunned, and they left him and went away. The greatest commandment. Now when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they assembled together, and one of them, an expert in religious law, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? Jesus said to him, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. The parable of the 10 virgins. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of the virgins were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish ones took their lamps, they did not take extra olive oil with them, but the wise ones took flasks of olive oil with their lamps. When the bridegroom was delayed a long time, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. But at midnight, there was a shout, look, the bridegroom is here. Come out to meet him. Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, give us some of your oil, because our lamps are going out. No, they replied, there won't be enough for you and for us. Go instead for those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves. But while they had gone to buy it, the bridegroom arrived, and those who were ready went inside with him to the wedding banquet. Then the door was shut. Later, the other virgins came too, saying, Lord, Lord, let us in. But he replied, I tell you the truth, I do not know you. Therefore, stay alert, because you do not know the day or the hour. The Great Commission. So the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain Jesus had designated. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came up and said to them, all the authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Challenging professed followers. Now when Jesus saw a large crowd around him, he gave orders to go to the other side of the lake. Then an expert in the law came to him and said, teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus said to him, foxes have dens and birds in the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Another of the disciples said to him, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead. Rewards. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Whoever receives a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to the one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, I tell you the truth, he will never lose his reward. 31 Bible quotes about the teachings of Jesus too. Lord of the Sabbath. Jesus was going through the grain fields on a Sabbath, and his disciples began to pick some heads of wheat as they made their way. So the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is against the law on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and he and his companion were hungry? How he entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the sacred bread, which is against the law for any but the priest to eat, and also gave it to his companions. Then he said to them, the Sabbath was made for people, not people for the Sabbath. For this reason, the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath." I tell you the truth, people will be forgiven for all sins, even all the blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemies against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven, but is guilty of an eternal sin, because they said he has an unclean spirit. Jesus' true family. Then Jesus' mother and his brothers came. Standing outside, they sent word to him to summon him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Look, your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you." He answered them and said, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who were sitting around him in a circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does this, does the will of God, is my brother and sister and mother." The parable of the lamp. He also said to them, "A lamp isn't brought to be put under a basket or under a bed, is it? Isn't it to be placed on a lampstand? For nothing is hidden except to be revealed, and nothing concealed except to be brought to light. If anyone has ears to hear, he had better listen." And he said to them, "Take care about what you hear. The measure you use will be measure you receive, and more will be added to you. For whoever has will be given more, but whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him." The parable of the growing seed. He also said, "The kingdom of God is like someone who spreads seed on the ground. He goes to sleep and gets up night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. By it itself, the soil produces a crop. First the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. And when the grain is ripe, he sends in the sickle because the harvest has come." The parable of the mustard seed. He also asked, "To what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable can we use to present it?" "It is like a mustard seed that when sown in the ground, even though it is the smallest of all seeds in the ground, when it is sown, it grows up, becomes the greatest of all garden plants, and grows large branches so that the wild birds can nest in its shade." So with many parables like these, he spoke the word to them. as they were able to hear. He did not speak to them without a parable, but privately he explained everything to his own disciples. The yeast of the Pharisees and Herod. Now they have forgotten to take bread, except for the one loaf they had with them in the boat. And Jesus ordered them, "Watch out. Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod." So they began to discuss with one another about having no bread. When he learned of this, Jesus said to them, "Why are you arguing about having no bread? Do you still not see or understand? Have your hearts been hardened? Though you have eyes, don't you see? And though you have ears, can't you hear? Don't you remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many basketful of pieces did you pick up?" They replied, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many baskets full of pieces did you pick up?" They replied, 7. Then he said to them, "Do you still not understand?" Following Jesus. Then Jesus called a crowd along with his disciples and said to them, "If anyone wants to become my follower, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life because of me and because of the gospel will save it. For what benefit is it for a person to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his life? What can a person give in exchange for his life? For if anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Questions about the greatest. Then they came to Capernaum. After Jesus was inside the house, he asked them, "What were you discussing on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. After he sat down, he called the 12 and said to them, "If anyone wants to be the first, he must be last of all and servant of all." He took a little child and had him stand up among them. Taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me." On Jesus' side. John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, Do not stop him, because no one who does a miracle in my name will be able soon after to say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. For I tell you the truth, whoever gives you a cup of water because you bear Christ's name will never lose his reward. If anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a huge millstone tied around his neck and to be thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than to have two hands and go into hell, to the unquenchable fire. If your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better to enter life lame than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. If your eyes causes you to sin, tear it out. It is better to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell. where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with each other. Divorce. Then Jesus left the place and went to the region of Judea and beyond the Jordan River. Again, crowds gathered to him, and again, and was his custom, he taught them. Then some Pharisees came, and to test him, they asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of dismissal and to divorce her." But Jesus said to them, "He wrote this commandment for you because of your hard hearts. But from the beginning of creation, he made them male and female. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." In this house, once again, the disciples asked him about this. So he told them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." Jesus and little children. Now people were bringing little children to him for him to touch, but the disciples scolded those who brought them. But then Jesus saw this. He was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not try to stop them. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." After he took the children in his arms, he placed his hands on them and blessed them. The request of James and John. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him and said, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask." He said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Permit one of us to sit at your right and another at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You don't know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I experience?" They said to him, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "You will drink the cup I drink, and you will be baptized with the baptism I experienced. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give. It is for those for whom it has been prepared." Now when the other 10 heard this, they became angry with James and John. Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers of the Gentiles lords it over them, and those in high positions use their authority over them. But it is not this way among you. Instead, whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you must be the slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Cleansing the temple. Then they came to Jerusalem. Jesus entered the temple area and began to drive out those who were selling and buying in the temple courts. He turned over the tables of the money changers and the chairs of those selling doves, and he would not permit anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. Then he began to teach them and said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have turned it into a den of robbers?" The chief priests and the experts in the law heard it, and they considered how they could assassinate him. For they feared him because the whole crowd was amazed by his teaching. When evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. The withered fig tree. In the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed was withered." Jesus said to them, "Have faith in God. I tell you the truth. If someone says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt it in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. For this reason, I tell you, whatever you pray and ask for, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven will also forgive you your sins." The authority of Jesus. They came again to Jerusalem. While Jesus was walking in the temple courts, the chief priests, the experts in the law, and the elders came up to him and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? Or who gave you this authority to do these things?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. John's baptism, was it from heaven or from people? Answer me." They discussed with one another, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But if we say from people," they feared the crowd, for they are all considered John to be truly a prophet. So they answered Jesus, "We don't know." Then Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you but what authority I am doing these things." Paying taxes to Caesar. Then they sent some of the Pharisees and Herodians to trap him with his own words. When they came, they said to him, "Teacher, we know what you are truthful and do not court anyone's favor, because you show no partiality, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay or shouldn't we?" But he saw through their hypocrisy and said to them, "Why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius and let me look at it." So they bought one. And he said to them, "Whose image is on this and whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." Then Jesus said to them, "Give to Caesar these things that are Caesar's, and to God the things are God's." And they were utterly amazed at him. The greatest commandment. Now one of the experts in the law came and heard them debating. When he saw that Jesus answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" Jesus answered, "The most important is, 'Listen, Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is, 'Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.'" The expert in the law said to him, "That it is true. Teacher, you are right to say that he is one and there is no one else besides him. And to love him with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. When Jesus saw that he had answered thoughtfully, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." Then no one dared any longer to question him. The Messiah, David's son and Lord. While Jesus was teaching in the temple courts, he said, "How is it that the experts in the law say that the Christ is David's son?" David himself, by the Holy Spirit, said, "The Lord said to my Lord, 'Sit at my right until I put your enemies under your feet.'" If David himself calls him Lord, how can he be his son? And the large crowd was listening to him with delight. Warnings about experts in the law. In his teaching, Jesus also said, "Watch out for the experts in the law. They like walking around in long robes and elaborate greetings in the marketplace and the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' property and as show make long prayers. These men will receive a more severe punishment." The widow's offering. Then he sat down opposite the offering box and watched the crowd putting coins into it. Many rich people were throwing in large amounts, and the poor widow came and put in two small copper coins worth less than a penny. He called his disciples and said to them, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the offering box than all of these others. For they all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in what she had had to live on, everything she had." The abomination of desolation. But when you see the abomination of desolation standing where it should not be, let the reader understand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. The one on the roof must not come down or go inside to take anything out of his house. The one in the field must not turn back to get his cloak. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing their babies in those days. Pray that it may not be in winter. For in those days there will be suffering unlike anything that has happened from the beginning of the creation that God created until now, or ever will happen. And if the Lord has not cut short those days, no one will be saved. But because of the elect whom he chose, he has cut them short. Then if anyone says to you, "Look, here is the Christ," or "Look, there he is," do not believe him, for false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, the elect. Be careful, I have told you everything ahead of time. The arrival of the Son of Man. But in those days, after the suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will be falling from the heavens and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then everyone will see the Son of Man arriving in the clouds, the great power and glory. Then he will send angels and they will gather his elect from all four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. The parable of the fig tree. Learn this parable from the fig tree. Whenever its branches become tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also you, when you see these things happening, know that he is near, right at the door. I tell you the truth. This generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. But as for that day or hour, no one knows it, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, except the Father. Be ready. Watch out. Stay alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey. He left his house and put his slaves in charge, assigning to each his work, and commanded the doorkeeper to stay alert. Stay alert, then, because you do not know when the owner of the house will return, whether during evening, at midnight, when the rooster crows, or at dawn, or else he might find you asleep when he returns suddenly. What I say to you, I say to everyone, stay alert. The disciples' mission. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The one who believes and is baptized will be saved, but the one who does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in the new languages. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and whatever poison they drink will not harm them. They will place their hands on the sick, and they will be well. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God belongs to you. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and insult you and reject you as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and jump for joy, because your reward is great in heaven. For the ancestors did the same things to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your comfort already. Woe to you who are well satisfied with food now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all your people speak well of you, for your ancestors did the same things to the false prophets. Love your enemies. But I say to you who are listening, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other as well. And from the person who takes away your coat, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who asks you, and do not ask for your possessions back from the person who takes them away. Treat others in the same way for what you want them to treat you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to be repaid, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, so that they may be repaid in full. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because he is kind to ungrateful and evil people. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Don't judge others. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap. For the measure you use will be measured you receive. He also told them a parable. Someone who is blind cannot lead another who is blind, can he? Won't they both fall into a pit? A disciple is not greater than his teacher, but everyone, when fully trained, will be like his teacher. Why do you see the speck in your brother's eye, but fail to see the beam of wood in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove the speck from your eye," while you yourself do not see the beam in your own? You hypocrite. First remove the beam from your own eye, and then you can see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. The tree and its fruits. For no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorns, nor are grapes picked from brambles. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasury produces evil, for his mouth speaks from what fills his heart.